Welcome to Comics and Stuff's E3 2016 review. I don't know. What are we calling it, Kristen?
Does this count as an episode? Or an issue? Or is this just like bonus issue?
This is like when...
Oh, shit.
Come on.
Sorry, I just realized I dripped ice cream on my computer USB cable thing. I think that's ice cream.
What color is it?
Brown.
Well.
How could it get there?
Are you wearing braces?
No, I put it in my mouth so I could bring my hands up. This is why gold-plated USB cables are safer.
Wow, that was just you. That was just a clever ruse so you could tell the world about your gold-plated USB cables.
It's not that uncommon, okay? How did I even get ice cream? It's like melted chocolate. What the heck?
Kristen is eating...
I just licked it to make sure. It's chocolate.
What kind of ice cream is it? Is it Haagen-Dazs?
Haagen-Dazs.
Haagen-Dazs.
So good. Ugh.
Is that Dutch?
I thought it was German, but I don't know. Shit, how did I even get it? I don't know how... So the chocolate somehow ended up melted... And like it's like a foot and a half away from me. How did it get here?
Even when we try and do a podcast dedicated to just gaming, Kristen, you managed to turn it around. So it's all about the stuff that's going on in your personal life.
This is why it's called Comics and Stuffs.
I was thinking about making this like an annual thing. I mean, I don't know, maybe next year you'll be dead.
I could be dead. You could be dead.
I won't be dead.
We don't know that, Glenn. No one can predict the future. Maybe all that anal will finally catch up to you.
There was a person in England called... You know the National Lottery?
No.
You know the lottery?
Yeah.
Right. I know you... I know you're young, but fucking hell. I know you, there's stuff going on in that noggin. There must be. Right. There was a lady called Mystic Meg. And every time it was the lottery, she would do this little like crazy. There was a crazy Mystic Meg segment where she would predict the numbers.
Okay.
And of course, she never got any of them right. So after like 3 months, they just kind of abandoned Mystic Meg. I don't know what she's doing. Maybe she's selling ice cream somewhere.
And maybe she's the reason my Haagen-Dazs chocolate somehow made it all the way 2 feet in front of me, melted on my USB cable instead of in my mouth.
No, Kristen, that's because you are disabled.
We're going to leave. Speaking of disabled, you recently met a new disabled person, didn't you?
Yeah, we discussed it on the podcast.
Did we?
Yes.
I can't remember anymore what we talk about in private and what we talk about on the podcast.
Yeah, it was on the podcast. Mm. His name is Trevor. He's lovely. Would you like to hear an impression of Trevor?
Is it going to be like, oh, you?
That was disgraceful, and I apologize on the behalf of all disabled people listening to this podcast.
I apologize on behalf of all British people listening to Glenn on this podcast.
I apologize to all pedophiles that are listening to this podcast. As Kristen clearly isn't doing you justice.
Glenn sent me a message earlier, and it was, what did you say, midgets aren't kids? And it was random out of nowhere.
It wasn't, no. That was in the last podcast as well, Kristen.
No, it wasn't. You sent it to me this morning or something.
Yeah, I was editing this morning.
Oh, that's why. Okay.
Yeah, we were talking about midgets and midget sex.
Yes.
Anyway, go and listen to the podcast, Kristen.
I'm wondering.
You're one of the stars of it.
I'm wondering now. Midget sex, would midget sex be more, would it be less painful for a male midget to penetrate a female midget, or a male midget to penetrate a male midget's anus if it's slightly smaller? Or just a regular size? And no, this is a midget and a regular size person.
I feel like there isn't a question there at all. I don't know what's happened to you tonight, Kristen. The ice cream has affected your brain. You have got brain freeze.
I think so. It's because it's the weird the thing. It was on
I think I just heard your belly rumbling then.
No, it was the leather of my chair touching the wood of my desk like this. Okay. So video games.
Can we fucking start this? I think we're like 20 minutes in already and we still... Fucking hell. All right, let me crack open this Red Bull.
Okay. Let me clean my mouth of chocolate and vanilla.
There was so much I could do with that, but I didn't do anything.
Well, you know what I'm going to do with it? I'm going to say that dark and white can live together in perfect harmony in my mouth.
Ebony and ivory.
I'm sorry, that's as far as my extent of knowledge of the song goes too, so I...
Together in perfect harmony.
Oh yeah, okay. I remember that now.
Kristen, I can hear a car.
Yeah. Some people like to street race down my road because it's kind of in the country a little bit.
E3 2016.
That's what we're here to talk about today.
Me and Kristen dedicated 20 minutes of our social life to... I have no idea where I'm going with this.
I feel like I spent way more than 20 minutes looking at E3 stuff.
Hang on. One video was 8 minutes and the other one was 13 minutes.
That's all you did?
No, I watched the Sony press conference live.
Yeah, okay, me too.
I started watching, I believe I caught the tail end. Got it right in my fucking mouth, darling. Ooh, of the Microsoft conference.
Okay.
Speaking of tails, I caught the Scorpio segment.
Uh-oh.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's smooth stuff right there.
Only on comics and tampons.
We did talk about tampons a lot, but guess what, guys? My period is now finished, and I am feeling... Even my mom today was like, oh, you look good today. And I was like, yeah, my period's done. I'm back in the ovulation cycle.
What did she say?
She was like, oh, good.
I tried to sleep at Kristen's house, but her mother wouldn't let me because I, quote, am a stranger.
Yes, a strange man.
Let's discuss this, Kristen.
Okay.
What's going on?
What's going on?
I'm lovely.
You are, but my mother doesn't know that.
Haven't finished yet.
Okay.
I'm lovely. Handsome. Daring. Dashing. Brave. Sweet. Good parent. Knowledgeable. Into stuff. And she said, no man in house.
What is this? Why is that so Chinese?
I am generalizing your race.
Okay.
And I'm proud of it.
That's fine with me.
Sony. Let's start with Sony.
Okay. Oh, shit. I don't remember what's Sony on here. But okay, that's fine.
Let's start with Microsoft.
Okay.
I think you should go first because I feel like... No, we both don't really care too much about Microsoft, do we?
What?
No.
Look, I like gaming in any form that it comes in.
Let me rephrase that. I haven't invested a lot of my time into Microsoft products over the last couple of years.
Okay. That's fair. I haven't either. I want to, but I haven't had the chance to.
I mean, there's only so much money left from all the headphones that you've purchased.
There's only so much money left from the comics you buy every week.
I spend about $20 a week on comics now.
Yeah, me too. Yesterday I spent $5.
Can I tell you something?
Or not yesterday, Wednesday. Okay.
I only learnt about food stamps last year.
Food stamps? Like coupons?
Yeah, like in America, if you're poor,
uh-huh,
you buy your food with food stamps. that you get from the government.
Oh, is that what they are?
Isn't that cute?
Wait, American government helps their citizens?
I don't know if it's the American government. I feel like the American government wouldn't do that.
Me too.
Maybe it's sponsored by Kraft or something. I don't fucking know. But yeah, they get food stamps.
Interesting.
I want a food stamp.
Yeah, I could definitely go for...
I want to catch them all.
I want to get the green one, the red one. I don't know if they come in colors or not, but...
I don't know. I want to know. I have a friend.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Troy. He's black. Should I ask him if he's ever seen a food stamp? What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
What are you laughing at?
Absolutely nothing. I was just laughing at your accent. <That's>...
How can I do it? Hello, Troy. Or oh, mate. I don't know why. He's American. He doesn't sound anything like that. Sup, bro? So, food stamps. Ever seen any? What you saying, nigga? That's the kind of shit he says to me. So, let's move on. Microsoft, I want to talk about a game.
Okay, what game do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about Inside.
What? What game is that?
You suck.
Is it a real game?
Yes.
Or are you just screwing with me?
It's called Inside. It's by the creative team behind Limbo.
Uh-huh. I have Limbo, but I haven't played it. It's like one of the 10,000 games I own and haven't played.
Kristen, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Play Limbo.
Okay.
During this podcast.
We've got plenty of time.
One of the greatest platforming games I've ever experienced.
How hard do I have to think?
You don't have to think at all.
Then I'll do it.
Some of the puzzles are moderately challenging, but it's more of an experience rather than...
Ooh. Is it like Journey? Have you played Journey?
Journey is a work of art. I love Journey.
Yes, it is.
I was blown away by Journey, actually. Mm-hmm. This isn't the same. Journey isn't a... I mean, you could argue it is a platformer, but you could also argue that it isn't. It kind of defies a genre, doesn't it?
Journey is just a journey.
Yeah. It's journeyless.
Yes.
That was deep, wasn't it?
This is so deep. This what we're about here. Depths.
That was like deep in the shallow end of a pool. That's how deep that was.
Of a pool of melted ice cream on a USB cable.
I'm going to need you to let it go.
Look, it's sticky now, and I tried wiping it off with a cloth that I have here. Now my cloth is dirty because it has chocolate on it. It won't just melt like vanilla. So now I've got a USB cable that's somewhat sticky and a chocolatey cloth.
These innuendos, there's so many. I'm 32 years old. It's high time.
So at dinner today
yes.
with my family...
Oh, no.
We were talking about, speaking of sticky.
Oh, fuck.
We were talking about spitting versus swallowing cum and the smell of semen.
Right.
That's just like a regular occurrence in my household. Me and my mother and my sister talking about blowjobs.
That's great. Was there a common consensus when it came to the taste of semen?
There was not. We were all just like, the smell is repulsive. And then we started feeling gross and sick. And we were like, okay, let's not talk about this anymore while we're eating. Because now we don't want to eat our sushi.
The irony in that statement is amazing.
I know, isn't it?
Because if there's any race that seems to be particularly fond of semen, it is the race of the Asian.
Is it really? Is that a thing?
Yes.
For real?
Yes.
Asians like semen?
Yes.
What?
Trust me.
Are you getting this from porn?
That is indicative of Asian culture.
Right, because porn is very anthropologically accurate.
Tell me why it isn't.
An innumerable amount.
I will give you an hour.
We don't have an hour, Glenn. We're supposed to talk about video games.
And I was.
E3! What was so we were talking
Inside.
About Xbox, Microsoft. Oh, yes, and then Inside. Oh, now I know how we got onto that subject. Okay. Anyway.
Okay.
Inside.
There wasn't really much shown. There was no gameplay.
But there was enough to make us want to go inside.
I'm such a big fan of Limbo that I'm excited about playing a game by the same studio. So.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
That's fine. That's good.
We can't talk about each game for like 25 minutes. I mean, we'll be here.
Of course not. No, I'm going to say like one sentence about everything. And then we're going to go on like a 10-minute tangent on to like, yeah.
Should I just kind of load a list of adjectives and just kind of just go through them for each game? All right.
We could do that.
No, it's not.
All right. So the Xbox One Slim.
Oh, I thought we were going to do games and then do the kind of the...
Oh, well, it's too late for that now.
Okay, Xbox Slim. Tell me what you're thinking.
I think it's really pretty. I like it. I want it. But is it worth it to buy if I already have the older version? Personally, I'm not going to get it. I'm going to wait until whatever Project Scorpio is comes out. Because that, if it's like the shape and size of the Slim with 4 times the power, I think they were saying,
yeah,
then I'm down. I'm down to get that so that my sister doesn't hog all the Xbox One games.
Do you feel like we need an Xbox One Scorpio?
I think, and I've been thinking about this because my initial reaction was, what? Why are they updating it now already? But if PC gets updates every year, is it really so bad to get console updates every few years?
PCs don't get updates each year. You can modify your PC tower.
Well, yeah, but I mean, there's new technology that comes out every year that you can use to make your gaming experience better on the PC. But consoles generally have been stuck for like much longer periods of time with the one whatever old stuff they have.
But the architecture for both is completely different. Like for console and PC gaming, it's completely different architecture. So I don't know. I feel like if we start going down the PC route with consoles, I feel like the consumer is going to suffer because of it. Because you can't, I mean, unless you can like open up your console and replace the graphics chip with something else, then that's fine. But the industry is expecting you to drop another $500 to $600 on a new console, like within a 2-year lifespan. I feel like that's very unreasonable. I don't know how much money the gaming industry thinks that we have. I don't think it's that much.
That I can understand that perspective.
Let me break it down for you for the Scorpio. So the Scorpio is going to cost what? No one knows yet. We don't have a price plan.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume it's $500 at a minimum. Okay, I'll say $400, right?
Okay.
It's ushering in the era of VR. Now, Microsoft aren't exactly known for being consumer friendly. What I mean by that is they're not going to be throwing in a couple of VR headsets with the Scorpio.
That's for sure.
So let me guess the cost of a VR headset. I'm going to go with $200 to $300.
I think, who was it that released a thing? Was it Sony that had a VR headset? It was going for $400, I think?
I actually think it was $700. Or was that the Oculus Rift? I can't remember.
That might be the Oculus.
Okay, so we'll say $300 to $400. So we're looking at $800 already for a Scorpio with a headset. But guess what? you're going to need a 2K TV to really optimize that experience. How much do you think a 2K TV costs?
I have no idea.
About $2,000.
Oh, dear.
Do you think the average consumer has $3,000 to spend on playing the latest Call of Duty game? Because no. I don't know if I do.
Not at all.
I don't want to hate on the Scorpio or the Slim. I actually think the Slim's great. If they didn't announce the Scorpio, I feel like the Slim would be getting a lot more coverage.
Mm-hmm.
For obvious reasons. I'm actually going to get the... I think I'm going to get the Slim.
Really?
My wife is a huge Halo fan.
Okay.
So...
yeah. I liked Halo.
All right. I don't know. Scorpio, I feel like... we could have enjoyed the Xbox One for a few more years. You know, it's got like at least 4 years left of life, no?
I don't know, because Sony's going to release their new one. And then Xbox is going to be like down again. So I don't know.
I don't know. It's really weird. It's a really weird. It's an interesting time for gaming.
Yeah.
I'm happy with my PS4. I'm just not happy with the content.
Of the PS4?
Yeah, just not like... there's some great games, but... like, the Xbox 360 was full of great games.
That's true.
The PlayStation 2 was full of great games. The PlayStation 4 is full of lots of indie games. And, I don't know, maybe like 10 really, really, really good games.
I'm seeing a lot of, like, Japanese anime-ish games on the PS4 that I've never heard of or anything.
Hmm. Yeah, me too.
I'm like, should I be checking those out, or...
I'm always really disappointed. The cover art is always... it blows my mind.
Yeah.
And then I see the inlays, like, I see the...
and it's like a 3DS.
I'm like, yeah. I'm like, really? Am I dropping, like, $80 for this?
Yep. $80 without tax. With tax, it's like 90 already.
What the fuck has happened in Canada?
I don't know. It hurts.
Okay, let's continue with this Microsoft Scalebound.
I want to play with a dragon. But
I can't handle these innuendos. It's too many.
But I've never been a big fan, at least in my experience so far, of the whole playstyle that feels like Japanese turn-based, almost like Final Fantasy stuff. Like Final Fantasy 15, that gameplay doesn't interest me.
Really?
And seeing Scalebound reminds me of that. So I'm kind of like, I don't know if I'm going to actually enjoy this game, but I do want to play with a dragon.
Do you want to mount the dragon?
I want to mount the dragon and ride it hard.
Would you tickle its head? A little bit. Would you rub the head before?
Yes, I would. Gently at first.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's sensitive.
Right.
But as it gets worked up, the sensitivity level can handle more stimulation. And so, you know, depending on the dragon. Anyway. So Scalebound, what do you think?
We're going to be here for at least 2 hours, aren't we?
We can cut this into two episodes then.
We're fucked. Scalebound, I thought it looked shit.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Even the dragon? You don't want to play with a dragon?
No.
What? What's wrong with you?
I don't want to play with a dragon.
I want a dragon.
I feel like you've never seen The Neverending Story.
I have. And you've also shown me that pedophilic... was it you that showed me that? Yeah, I think so.
Of course it was me.
Yes, it was. With Falcor.
Falcor was...
oh, Falcor.
A pedophile.
Yes. Yes, he was. But that's okay.
It's not okay. No, it's...
no. I mean, I still hold fond memories of the movie and the book is what I meant by that. Not that pedophilia is okay. That's definitely not okay.
I still love you, Michael. I still love you, Michael. Yeah, Scalebound, it looked like a cheap imitation of Final Fantasy 15, which also looks, this is going to upset a lot of our listeners.
You don't like it, do you?
No, I'm going to reveal something to the listeners that they won't know.
Uh-oh.
Me and Kristen actually enjoyed Final Fantasy 13.
Well, I mean...
Oh, wow. Put you on the spot in a public realm and start backtracking. I'm going to listen to this. Go for it.
No, I didn't enjoy the combat of it, but I did enjoy the characters and story. Even though apparently that's what everyone hates about it, is the characters. They're like, oh, everyone's so flat and lightning's just like a copy of Cloud. Which, yeah, I guess. But I still like her and I love Fang. And I'm going to leave it at that.
Lightning was a great character in Final Fantasy 13 until the last 10 minutes of the game happened. And I was so upset with the choice they made. I'm assuming you haven't finished it because your name is...
I finished it! Jeez!
Okay, well, Lightning turned into a massive pussy in the last, like, 5 minutes of the game. And I was like, what about this, like, tough persona? Well, it just kind of evaporated in, like, seconds. And I was so mad.
I don't remember this. What happened?
Oh, I can't remember exactly what happened.
Yeah, see? I can't
come
remember.
Come on, it was a while ago.
All I remember is the world.
She just acted like a pussy in front of Sarah, and I don't know, it was just, I just did my head in.
I don't remember anymore. It's been too long.
But I actually thought the battle system in Final Fantasy 13 was pretty much the only reason I played it.
Really?
And I'm not a huge fan of turn-based combat, but they made it interesting enough for me. Like, you could have, like, you could customize your classes and stuff. And
that's true.
I thought it was really deep. So, Final Fantasy 15 has dispensed with all of that nonsense. There seems to be none of that.
And I still don't like it.
But the characters look so fucking cliched. Not only can I not take Final Fantasy seriously, and this next comment is, it's pretty racist, but from now on, I don't think I can take Japan seriously anymore, Kristen. Every guy looks exactly the fucking same.
I know.
I'm all about androgynia. I don't know what the fucking correct term is.
Androgyny? Yes.
I'm all for it. But there comes a time when you've seen it so many times that I'm just sick of it.
Yeah, I would like to see some more...
I love a pretty man. I love staring at a pretty man. I love controlling a pretty man. Mm-hmm. But it seems like they just keep doing it.
And that's all they know how to do.
Just stop fucking doing it.
Yeah.
Just calm the fuck down, Japan. I'm angry.
That's okay. I'm angry too, because the only girl they showed in the trailers is the girl who's like, oh, okay, you're just there for boobs. Okay.
That's every Final Fantasy game.
Not every.
Also, name me a Final Fantasy female character that is slightly rotund.
None. Zero. Absolutely none.
What are you doing, Japan?
They like skinny people, and that is all that you're allowed to have for girls. Skinny girls.
Eat some more food.
I don't understand.
Everyone needs to know this, right? Skinny girls. Terrible in bed.
Well, you can't be rough with them. They're going to break.
Exactly. And they feel gross.
Do they?
Oh, it's so gross.
Do you feel like you're banging a child? Not that you would know what banging a child feels like. Like what you'd imagine that to be like.
Once again, I don't ever...
Okay, just work with me here. Work with me.
I really don't want to work with you, Kristen.
Look... If you want to be my partner here, we've got to work together.
Oh my god.
It takes two to tango.
Okay, so I was dating this... I'm going to use the word model very loosely. She did some local calendar work, okay?
Okay.
But for the sake of this, I'll just call her a model.
Okay.
She weighed Absolutely nothing.
Like less than 100 pounds? Or
easily less than 100 pounds.
Oh my gosh. Ugh.
And at the time, I was really small as well.
I feel gross just thinking about it already.
Yeah. Not my penis, ladies and gentlemen. My weight. I have put on so much weight since moving to Canada, but that's another story. So at this time, I was really small. I must have weighed about probably like 160 pounds, 150 pounds probably, actually. And that's just too small for me. And when I was touching her, I could just like feel all her ribs and her like... And it was just fucking nasty.
It's gross. Oh.
So.
Yeah, I hate seeing their bones sticking out through their... Like, you can see it through their skin.
And there's nothing worse than vanity. It's good to be confident, right? I love confidence.
Of course, there's like few things that are sexier than confidence.
Nothing is sexier than confidence. And being confident has nothing to do with your body size at all. Nothing at all. So for you guys out there, you need to fucking drop it, because it's just fucking disgusting and completely pointless. And the legs, Kristen.
Do they feel like twigs that have been glued together?
Yes.
Yeah. Ugh. Ugh.
I'm upset thinking about it.
I know, me too. I'm, like, disturbed. Women need to be a healthy weight. And so do men. Just...
If you find a pie on the floor, pick it up. Don't send it to Africa. They won't appreciate it. Send it to me, and I'll eat it.
Assuming it's a clean pie, that no one's...
It doesn't have to be clean.
What?
A pie is a pie.
No, it's not.
A pie is a pie.
There is a pie, and then there's a pie that has some kind of disease in it.
You're from the Philippines, Kristen. I need to ask someone this, right? I need to ask.
Technically, I'm not from the Philippines.
You're Canadian. We all understand that.
Okay.
Hear me out.
Okay.
There's a rumor going around, right? Mm-hmm. It's got nothing to do with the Philippines. I don't know why I even mentioned that.
Okay.
There's a rumor going around the mill.
Uh-huh.
That Koreans... eat dogs. Now,
don't Chinese people do that too?
I don't know. What have you heard?
I'm pretty sure a lot of Asian cultures in their respective Asian locations eat dogs, either on a regular basis or once in a while. I'm pretty sure cats too.
Speaking of eating dogs, State of Decay 2.
I thought you were going to talk about the sausage you were eating earlier. But yes, State of Decay.
Did you play the first State of Decay?
No.
Titled State of Decay.
State of Decay.
It was really good.
Was it actually good, or is it just fun to kill zombies?
But it looked and played like a piece of ass.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So what made it really good? Just the satisfaction of killing things, or...
You know when you first play Minecraft and you look at it and you think, ugh, why would I ever want to play this?
I have not played Minecraft yet.
What do you mean?
I mean, I haven't played it yet. I've watched people play.
1 second. I'm just going to check something. Hang on. Calendar. 2016, right? I just needed confirmation. Kristen, it's 2016.
Yes, Glenn.
How the fuck have you not played Minecraft? It is literally on every single device.
Because I don't want to pay for it knowing that I'm not going to play it that much.
So, Sea of Thieves. Nah, State of Decay was, I don't know what made it good. It was just addictive. It wasn't the killing zombies. You didn't really have to do that a lot. I feel like it was the building a community, interacting with AI and kind of working together to survive. It was just something different rather than just going around and murdering lots of zombies.
And trying to survive.
Much like Dead Rising 4. Yeah, but there was no... In Dead Rising, there was no emphasis on collaborating with other survivors. There was, but it was kind of... It was very limited.
I'm surprised you've played this many zombie games.
Dead Rising for the 360 is one of my favorite games of all time.
Really?
Definitely.
Wow.
Do not play that game now, though.
Because it's not going to hold up?
Absolutely not. Dead Rising was so much fun. So all the zombie games before were pretty much just shooting zombies. This was set in a shopping mall. And all the weapons, you could like build weapons, and they were just, it was so much fun. You could go clothes shopping. Oh, it was really, 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 honestly, it sounds
dumb. I want to go clothes shopping.
I know. You could put on all crazy masks.
It's one of the reasons I fell in love with Assassin's Creed 2.
Let's talk about We Happy Few.
Which one's that one again?
Okay, what do you know? What do you want to talk about with this Microsoft press conference?
I didn't pay too much attention to Microsoft, to be honest.
Did anything pique your interest?
Call of Duty, Infinite Warfare. Glenn is not excited about it. And I am. But okay, let me give everyone some context here. I play Call of Duty, not online. I just play it with, like, whoever's at home, usually my sister, sometimes friends. And we just go on a shooting spree, and we have fun killing things and killing each other. And that is relaxing for us. I like the way Call of Duty plays. I like how smooth it is and how everything is fast and precise and makes logical sense.
You are describing sex.
No, I'm not.
Please listen to this podcast. Just... Too funny. Apart from your sister being there, that's weird.
But the point is, Infinite Warfare, you also get to fly spaceships and do some spaceship combat or whatever you call that. And yeah, I'm excited for it. But not like, oh, I need to pre-order this and buy it and play it right away. More like, yeah, at some point I'm going to get it once I've bought and played the older Call of Duty games. What don't I have yet? Black Ops 3. I still need to get.
Here's my context. My dad was a soldier who served in Iraq. And he was my hero. I'm not going to get that same sense of awe from playing a shooting game. Yeah. Take that.
Wait, Sorry. Is that your reason for not liking Call of Duty?
Absolutely not.
Well, give me your real reason.
I just wanted to talk about my dead dad.
Oh.
I miss him. Can you imagine if I broke down like during a podcast and just...
And it turned into a therapy session and then I'd be like, Agatha.
Oh God, not tits. Agatha. Not Agatha. Fuck that. She's tight. Not in the good way. No. Okay, so I'm not going to rant about Call of Duty because I will probably get bombed.
Whatever. No one listens to this podcast anyway.
True.
But if you do listen to this podcast, thank you and we love you and we appreciate you.
Yeah, go fuck yourself. I dislike Call of Duty for the same reason I dislike FIFA. for the most part, they're not...
That a new one comes out every year?
Well, for the most part, they're not really innovating a genre.
That's true, and I agree.
So the genre's stagnated, and it's just become this ugly cash cow.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just sick of it. And maybe because I'm old and bitter.
Old and bitter, and your dad was a veteran.
I just don't get a lot of satisfaction killing anything anymore. When the main objective is killing for a big score, it doesn't do anything for me anymore. It did when I was young, and this isn't like an ageist thing at all.
When I was a young lad.
When I was a young boy, my mom said, put all washing in the washing machine, and then I had to hang it up online. So yeah, I guess because I've been playing the same game since I was 7 years old, you know, 32 years old, I'm just done with it.
Mm, yeah, that makes sense.
But I will say this, I fucking love anything space related. So when I saw the trailer, I was a little bit excited, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, so you lied to me earlier.
I didn't lie, I bent the truth. No, the space, the flying part was pretty cool.
Okay.
I was like, wow. And then they landed. And I was like, oh, God, no, no. And then I just started crying.
Oh. And then you started remembering your father.
Who's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a good man. He never stuck his dick in my ass.
Oh, that's good.
It's great, isn't it?
It's fantastic. We always hope for that.
Let's give him a round of applause for my dad. Thank you for not molesting me in any way. Molestering me. Or maybe he did. No, he didn't know.
I bet Agatha can help you figure that out.
Probably.
Or me.
You know, a long time ago, I went to see a psychiatrist. I'm not going to get into why. It didn't work out, though, because I just spent the entire time trying to fuck her. It's true.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
I flirt with everyone. It's always really harmless as well, but I just don't know what it is. What's wrong with me?
That's for a different podcast.
Wow.
Today on Comics and Stuffs, we are talking about E3 2016.
Your problems can't be summarized in a quip. Oh, shit. Should we just... Let's dispense with Microsoft, because...
Yeah, I can't think of anything else for them. So, yay, good job, Slim. Looks pretty. Got rid of the power brick. Is white. Oh, we all know how I love white things. And,
Right, we definitely need to move on. Okay, now. All right, Hitler, let's talk about the Sony.
Okay.
I'll just say right off the bat, Sony, for me, stole E3.
Yeah, it did. There's no question there.
Every time I'm watching Microsoft, it feels really contrived. Like, it's so forced.
They're like, they say something, and then they wait for the clapping. And then...
Did you see that? I'm guessing you didn't see this, but there was a Minecraft segment during the Microsoft press conference. That
yes!
Was like 15.
It was awkward.
Like, what are you guys doing? It's Minecraft. Like, who gives a shit?
I'm sure the Minecraft nerds are all like, yeah!
Hey, my kid loves Minecraft.
Well, that's good.
I built her a farm like 2 days ago.
Did you? How long did that take?
About 20 minutes.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah. I feel like I'll just talk about what fucking impressed me the most.
Okay. Oh, I forgot I was supposed to tell you something off the air, but I'll tell you later.
Oh, it's to do with a girl, right?
No.
You never answered my question. I'm not going to get into it. We'll get into it.
We can talk about that off the air also. Okay.
Horizon Zero Dawn.
Oh, yes. Who... I believe Aloy is being voiced by Ashley Birch, and I'm thrilled.
Ashley Birch, I know that name.
Yeah, Cassie. She plays Cassie Cage. She also plays Chloe Price in Life is Strange.
Oh, cool.
A bunch of characters, but yeah, I am really excited.
I'm excited.
Of her voice.
Let me tell you why I'm excited.
She has red hair. Not that we should mention that with Glenn around.
That's what I'm saying. So, as you all know, if you don't know, I'm afraid of ginger people.
Mm-hmm.
So, bear that in mind. Now, when I say I'm afraid of them, I cross the fucking road to avoid them. Horizon Zero Dawn's main protagonist is a ginger woman. And I'm fucking all about it. I cannot wait to play this game. It looks so pretty.
It does. And I like the way the things look. Like the combat looks cool. The
mech creatures.
Yes, the mechs. They look so cool. And as soon as I saw that you could override or whatever it was she did and then take control of it and ride it. Yeah. I was like, yes, I'm gonna ride a bull. You know what I want to try to do? Ride one of those T-Rex things.
Kristen, you need to get some sex.
I want to ride the bull. I want to ride the T-Rex. And I want to ride the horns.
And you also want to ride a dragon.
I want to ride everything.
I'm hoping that there's some... Actually, I don't really give a fuck. I hope there's some depth to the game.
I hope so, too.
But at the same time, do I really care?
I want to care. I want to have something to care about. I'm hoping that the game kind of lets you discover what happened to the world and how it became that way.
We've never played a game like that. I can't think of any game that doesn't hold your hand. Fallout 3 gave you a little bit of like an objective in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, it was a fucking free-for-all. I'm hoping this game is what you've just described, where you kind of just wake up and you have no fucking clue what you're doing. So you just start discovering things for yourself. I'd love to play a game like that.
Isn't No Man's Sky supposed to be like that?
I was just thinking that.
Yeah.
As I was explaining myself.
I'm hoping it's like that.
I'm feeling a bit negative about it, you know?
Why? What?
Well, we'll save that for another podcast because that wasn't mentioned at E3. I don't know. It's coming out in...
It was soon, delayed.
Yeah,
right?
It was delayed.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, it was supposed to come out this month, but it's delayed.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm a bit nervous.
We will have to wait and see with No Man's Sky.
So me and Kristen are both very fucking excited about Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yes, we are. So excited. I think I'm going to buy the collector's edition because I want that statue.
I didn't see the statue. There's a statue.
There is a statue in the collector's edition.
Does it look cool?
It's alloy. So yes, it looks cool. Obviously, I think it looks cool.
Like, that's it. It's alloy.
That's all you need to know.
Okay. Okay, we've got to talk about Resident Evil 7.
Okay.
Did you see any of it?
Of course I saw it.
What were you thinking as you were watching it?
I did not think it was going to be a Resident Evil game at all. And then it was. And then I was like, oh, I'm not going to play this game because it's too scary.
Yeah, I have a really weird relationship with horror games. I feel like 50% of the people that actually play horror games are the same, where you hate being scared, but you also love it at the same time.
Mm.
So I'm like that. But this game looked... I felt it just looked really bland. It looked like a typical... Honestly, if anyone's ever played Condemned, it looked like a cheap imitation of Condemned. Now, Condemned is one of the scariest games you'll ever play in your fucking life. And it was for the 360.
Hmm.
If you can find a copy of that, it'll probably be like $5, Kristen.
Probably, but I'm not going to get it.
No, get the demo.
No, Glenn, I can't.
Oh, it's so good. I want to watch you play it.
I can't, Glenn. I couldn't even do half an hour of what's the one called? The one that I kept screaming at.
Spyro the Dragon?
No. The one that the Dark Souls, but what's it called?
Bloodborne.
Yes.
Oh, this is no, this. No. Bloodborne's like a 3 in terms of horror. Condemned is a hard 10.
There is not a chance that I'm going to play that game then. Not a chance.
Yeah, Resident Evil 7, it's been compared to PT. It looked just like PT.
Yeah. I also tried playing PT. That was too much for me as well.
My friend told me that if you have the demo for PT on your PlayStation console, your PlayStation console is now worth $1,000.
Yes.
$2,000.
Because you can't get it anymore.
So? It was shit.
I don't know. I never finished it. All I know is I was walking around and there were things happening and I could hear voices and then there was a thing and then there was an eye and I was like, okay, I gotta turn this off now. And my friends were all like, no, keep playing. And I was like, no, I don't want to.
My demo actually glitched out.
Really?
Yeah, it was buggy.
Yeah.
What really caught your attention?
It was Sony?
Yeah.
Spider-Man. That was part of Sony, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Spider-Man.
It looked great.
Yeah, I want to play it. It looks fun. It reminds me of the old Spider-Man game. I don't even know what Spider-Man game I'm referring to, but the one.
Yeah, there was a few Spider-Man games on the PlayStation 2 that were amazing.
Yeah. Hmm. All the swinging around the city and doing stuff.
Yeah, if I went back and played them now, I'd probably be like, fucking gross.
This is shit. Yeah, but I mean, it reminds me of those games, and I really want to do that.
It looked beautiful as well.
Yeah.
I didn't like the outfit, the costume.
Me too. I had a discussion about that with another friend. I was like, I don't like it. And my friend was like, well, it's probably not going to be the main outfit, or you can probably change your outfit, or blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, but I still don't like it.
Yeah, I was in the comic shop, and two of my mates were like, oh, Spider-Man PS4. And then I heard someone go, oh, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, excuse me.
How dare you say anything?
You're talking about it. It looked really good. And they were like, oh, no, yeah, we just meant the costume looked shit. And I was like, oh, yeah, it really did look really bad.
Yeah. like, really? Why? What?
Ugh. Yeah, I'm down for a Spider-Man game.
Yeah, very down.
Mm. Now, the game I'm most looking forward to, well, it's two. But Detroit Become Human is...
Yeah, I'm curious about that one.
Okay, so Heavy Rain
mm-hmm.
is one of my favorite games of all time.
I haven't finished it.
As a parent playing that game, as a new father as well,
mm-hmm.
it fucked my head up in ways that it's never been fucked up in a game. I've never, ever played a game like it. The anxiety I got from that game, it was... If you're a parent and you've never played Heavy Rain, go and play Heavy Rain. And then come and shout at me. So I can't wait to see what the team have got in store for this game. It looks so pretty as well.
Wait, so it's a... Is this Quantic Dream? Who's...
Yeah.
Yeah? Oh, okay.
I don't know. I just love... Oh, you should finish Heavy Rain, Kristen.
I know. I'm only at the part where... I'm not sure how much it is a spoiler here.
Come on, that game is 10 years old.
Okay, well, I'm only at the part where he's looking for his lost son in the mall.
Kristen...
Look, it's the beginning, I know.
That is probably the first 7 minutes of the game.
It's at least the first 10 minutes.
So, that... God, I'm mad.
I'll play it. Don't worry. At some point.
I really want you to play it. Play it.
I.
Can you play it next week?
Next week?
Is that even an investment? How is that even an investment?
How long is this game?
It's really short.
Okay.
It's 4 hours long. Swear to God. Yeah, four hours.
Like, for real? Even if I play slowly?
4 hours.
Okay.
Easy.
Okay. So it's for sure shorter than Beyond Two Souls.
I finish it in an afternoon.
Okay. All right. I can probably do that then. I will find a day when my mother is not home, because she usually hijacks my PS3 and watches Netflix all day and night. Well, not all day, all night.
You know what? I really mean this. Tell her to watch you play. Ask her to watch you play Heavy Rain. Honestly, it's just like a movie, but in a good way.
Which I like. A lot of people criticized Beyond Two Souls for that too. They're like, it's just like a movie.
Was it overly cinematic?
It was very cinematic, but I liked that about it.
Hmm. That's what I liked about Heavy Rain. The controls are terrible. Some of the worst controls I've ever played for a game, but
yeah,
it kind of adds to the anxiety.
Because you're like, I don't know how to do this. What is this stupid thing making me do?
You're like, oh my God, I'm going the wrong way. Fuck, these controls are stupid. It's like every angle is inverted. And then it inverts your brain.
I know.
So, The Last Guardian, we have a release date.
Oh yeah, The Last Guardian. And I feel bad because I still haven't finished Ego or Shadow of the Colossus.
I've never finished them either.
Really? God, I don't have to feel so bad anymore.
Can we high five? Let's high five. Ow.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sometimes people say I get a little over enthusiastic with my slapping. And...
Yeah, you slap my dick.
Well.
Should have had it in my hand.
I've been after the dragon all night. I need to get my kicks where I can.
Please don't kick it.
I'll be gentle. Remember what I said about starting off slow. Anyway, what game were you talking about?
The Last Guardian.
Yes, The Last Guardian.
Yeah, Ico was... I thought Ico was really underrated.
I don't know. I played like 20 minutes.
I played about an hour and a half, but I had a lot of fun playing it.
Okay. Yeah, it seemed interesting.
Shadow of the Colossus is great. But I only got like 3 bosses in.
Yeah, I also hear it's depressing.
I'm going to assume the horse dies or something.
I'm...
No spoilers.
Okay.
No spoilers. That game is 40 years old. No spoilers.
Even though it's okay to spoil comics that are 2 weeks old.
Let's move on.
Anyway. God of War. Did you see the trailer for that?
Oh, wait. Oh, okay. I just got a message from you. And for some reason, it only just popped up.
Oh, what? I said that a long time ago.
I know. I just said it only just popped up.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Is this off the mic?
Yeah, later.
Okay, cool. Oh, God, I'm excited. All right. Yeah.
It's not that great. Don't overhype it. You're just going to be disappointed. I just didn't want to say anything in front of everyone because you never know who's listening. Anyway, God of War with Norse mythology.
I wasn't even going to discuss God of War.
Why not?
I just don't care about Kratos. I just don't care.
That's the thing. I don't care about him either. I played a few of the God of War game, like parts of each of the God of War games, and I didn't care for it. Like, I was entertained for maybe a few minutes, half an hour. And I was like, oh, this is not really going anywhere. I'm just going to watch the cutscenes. And then I watched the cutscenes and I was like, this isn't that great. Why do people like it so much? But this at least looks like it's taking steps in the right direction in becoming maybe, hopefully, potentially somewhat deeper.
I'm just not a fan of action sequences. Button action sequences. Have they removed that from this game or?
Probably not.
Also, I'm becoming really old, so it's like press square now. I'm like, I've just.
You're like, this is too fast for me. Slow down.
Press square, and I'm like touching my eyeball. Like, what's going on? Oh shit. Yeah, I didn't even. I don't. I think I. I'm not exaggerating. I clicked on... I missed that part of the press conference.
Uh-huh. What? How'd you miss that part?
Because it was the very beginning and I think I was I think I was fucking.
Okay.
So I went on YouTube and just started watching it.
Mm-hmm.
I got 6 seconds in and just home screened the fuck out of my iPhone. So, yeah.
Well, it does seem to be doing better than the other God of War games. I'm just going to wait for the reviews and see what people think. And then maybe.
You can reverse judgment.
Reserve judgment. Yes.
I would not be reversing my fucking judgment.
No. If they say that it offers a lot more story and character and development and something actually real and not just kill everyone, revenge, blah, then I might check it out when it's on sale or discounted.
That was almost as epic as my Bane impression. I realize I never did an impression of Trevor.
Who's Trevor?
My disabled friend.
Oh, yeah. Okay, go on then. We'll give you your space.
My favorite thing he ever did was when he met my daughter for the first time. Okay, so Trevor has MS. He's my best friend's brother. And the poor guy has had brain surgery multiple times. Okay. He's a mess. Now, when he speaks, he whispers, and it's so sweet. So this is what happened. About a week before he met my daughter, he said, okay, here goes. Hi, Glenn. All right, Trevor. How's Izzy? Bearing in mind, he's never met her. I went, oh, she's great. I love her.
Oh.
You've never met her, Trevor. I know. For the first 3 years of my daughter's existence, every time she saw a person in a wheelchair, she would go, look, Daddy, a robot.
Wait till she sees, is it Christopher Reeve?
This is because every time I see a person in a wheelchair, I go, look, Isabel, a robot.
Oh my gosh.
Clearly, I'm not a very nice human being. Anyway, I had to have a massive chat with Isabel before she met Trevor. And I was like, now, Isabel, when you meet Trevor, what do you not fucking say? Robot? Perfect. Anyway, shout outs to Trevor. My best friend caught him masturbating once. It's just fucking hilarious.
Oh my gosh.
Because he hasn't got full control over his hands and stuff. So I was like, how the fuck did he type in porn like into the internet?
Oh, wow. He was looking at porn while he was masturbating?
Yeah, my friend was like, I don't even know. I don't know how he did it. It's like, maybe he used his... So, yeah. What else? Oh, Death Stranding. The new Kojima game.
Oh, yes.
With Norman Reedus.
Yes. I'll let you take the wheel on this one because...
I can go...
You seem to play many more horror games than me.
Now, this is a Kojima, also known for the Metal Gear Solid series. One of my
I also haven't played.
So one of my favorite series.
Oh, I looked this up. Series is the plural of series.
So one of my favorite series ever.
Okay.
Thank you. I've always wondered that as well.
Yeah, I was having so much trouble with it, and I just like looked it up. Anyway, one of your favorite series ever.
Yep. And obviously he left Konami.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, he came on stage and I was like, oh my fucking God. Like that. And then I think I creamed a little bit out of my ass.
Oh, you know it's special when.
Hmm. So I tasted it and I was like, tastes better than semen. Then I saw Norman. What kind of a name is Norman?
It's like, what kind of a name is Herbert?
Exactly. It doesn't evoke, like, sexual...
Especially when you say it with a North American accent. Because with your accent, it sounds better. But here, it's like, Norman! And it's like...
Even with an English accent, that's not...
a sexy name.
What's your name? My name is...
Norman! Norman!
Okay, that sounds gross, yeah. Oh, Norman. Norman, fuck me harder. That's the last time you'll ever hear my American impression. Susie, we need to go to the store because I need to get some soda pops, okay?
Oh my gosh, there was a gay black man today at the restaurant.
One of the first times I ever saw a black person.
And he was wearing a pink shirt and he was like, oh, we have to go somewhere. We should totally see this person and we should go and you should visit that girl and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, wow.
They're great, aren't they?
Wow. Yeah. And then he was hugging his friend goodbye, his female friend goodbye. And I was like, wow, that was beautiful.
So, yeah, one of the first times I ever saw a black person, he was very gay, super, super camp gay.
Yeah.
I used to show him my belly all the time in class. Loved it.
Was that back when you were skinny?
That hurt on a level that...
I'm sorry.
Wow, that was...
You said when you were in class, and then before you said that you were really skinny back then, and then I'm just putting two and two together.
That was so cold.
Glenn is much more beautiful now than he was before, everyone.
It's getting worse.
I can attest to this based on his Instagram and Facebook pictures.
Oh, so true. Oh, God. Yeah, okay, so Norman Reedus. My wife's met Norman Reedus a lot.
Oh, at like the cons?
Yeah, a lot.
I know he's been to Fan Expo.
Yep, she's met him about 4 times.
Okay.
She's hugged him.
Oh.
At least 9. And I'm getting fucking sick of it. So when I saw Norman Reedus on his bottom, I was just...
I've had enough of you and your antics.
It could have
shenanigans.
I think I would have preferred Ronald Weasley in this Kojima game rather than Norman Reedus. So I'm going to reserve judgment on this game. I'm hoping it's amazing, but I just can't take Norman Reedus seriously. He's a terrible fucking actor. Please feel free to stop listening to this podcast if that's offended you. I just... Fuck Norman Reedus. I'm sure he's a lovely guy. I wouldn't know. He's always hugging my fucking wife, so... What did you think?
Honestly, I didn't really care about it. I was like, oh, this is interesting. And then I, like, kept watching and I was like, okay, this is kind of weird. And then I kept watching and was like, oh, nah, it's not something I'm going to play.
I think it was because it was the name behind the game that got everyone's attention. You know, it's the first time Kojima's made a game.
Right? That's true.
So, what else did I like?
Did you see For Honor at all? I'm only very mildly interested in that because I just want to see.
For Honor.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's, I think you can choose to play as medieval knights or Vikings or samurai or whatever. I think it's those three. Maybe more.
I'm going to look at the gameplay right now.
Okay. But you can... It's basically combat, but... from different eras and with different cultures, I guess. I have no idea what the story's about or anything like that, but I just want to see what they do with it, is all.
This game looks shit.
They have lady knights.
Oh, God, you're so shallow.
Lady knights, lady warriors, lady whatever, lady warrior women and me are I will try it out for that.
Let's make a game together. This is what I'm going to do. It's going to be a coming out story. It's going to be about a girl. She's going to be 15.
Okay.
And she's...
Can we at least make her, like, in her 20s so I don't feel like a perv?
No, it's going to start. She's 15. This is how it starts.
Okay, okay.
It's going to be chronicling her life. So she's 15. She's coming out.
Okay.
She's also training to be a ninja. I don't know who's training her.
Her lesbian sensei.
Helen Mirren.
Okay.
If anyone says anything negative about Helen Mirren, I'll kill you. Have you ever seen me and Helen Mirren together? Would you like to see a picture of me?
Is this a real picture?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I can't believe I saw a puppy the other day in the street. It was so fucking cute. Here is a picture of me and Helen Mirren together. Tell me what you think about it.
What? Is that real? That doesn't look real.
Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, that's not real.
It's not real.
And that's because, Kristen.
You took that in front of your mirror. A mirror.
And that's because, Kristen.
I'm pretty sure.
It isn't real. I did Photoshop myself in place of Helen Mirren's husband. Just to let her know what she is missing out on.
Oh, I see, I see.
And let me tell you, it's a lot of fun. I would love if Helen Mirren was my wife.
I would love if Julie Andrews was my wife.
Kristen, do you want to come over to my house and have a threesome with me and Helen Mirren?
Okay.
See? Bring Julia Roberts over as well.
Should I also bring a strap-on?
That isn't even a question. Just bring it. Just bring it.
Okay. Mass Effect Andromeda.
Love the name. A little bit disappointed that I haven't really seen enough. I haven't really seen any... There's not a lot of gameplay out there.
No, there isn't. But then again, it doesn't come out until next year sometime.
The girl looks cool.
She does. I was thrilled. I was thrilled that they featured a female protagonist. Whereas before, because in the BioWare games, you can play either as a male or female protagonist. And usually what they've done is show the male protagonist in their trailers and not the female. And then they've gotten better with that recently, like Mass Effect 3, they released the Femme Shep trailers after the male Shep trailers. And then Inquisition, they evened it out more. But this time they showed the female first and I was like, yes! Yes! Good for you, BioWare.
Am I allowed to be upset that there was no male protagonist in the trailer or...
No.
Right.
No, you're not.
I'm trying to work out how it works.
Because male protagonists always get featured, so it's not novel. It's like default. It's boring.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think, though, that male protagonists are so, like, they're so sexy. And it's just, I don't know, it's inaccurate of what men look like. It's setting the bar too high.
That's true.
We're being objectified. All right. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I hope it's, for those of you who don't know, I don't know how you don't know, but Kristen is... fangirl, is that an appropriate word?
Yeah, sure. We can call it that. Yeah.
Which is great because BioWare, you know what I respect about BioWare?
What?
Or the Mass Effect games is that there's so much lore. The games are so deep in terms of the story.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much to read. And if you're a fan of the universe,
You will have food to last you for years.
For years. And that's fantastic. So yes. I'm a huge fan. I was a huge fan of Mass Effect. It took me, I'm not exaggerating, 7 times to enjoy that game. I tried it 6 times and I thought it was the worst game I'd ever played.
Wait, is this the first one you're talking about?
The first game. Now, when I first played Mass Effect, I was doing a lot of drugs. On the 7th playthrough, I was like, fuck it. I'm just gonna spend the day playing it and just see what happens. Fuck the game controls, they're terrible, but let's just crack on with the game and just find out what the fuck's going on. As soon as I got past the first 3 hours, I was hooked, riveted.
Yes!
And I loved it. Mass Effect 2 was also fucking phenomenal. Mm. And Mass Effect 3, I don't know. Even though it starts really epically, I just wasn't feeling it.
Really?
Yeah.
Mass Effect 3 was my favorite one. I felt like it made you think much more broadly about your philosophies and your beliefs and how that translates into your decisions in game.
I got that a lot from the second one when I was playing it, but if they've expanded that further in number 3, then that's great.
Yeah, I felt like in 3, I wanted to write an anthropology paper on it, but sadly I had no more anthropology papers left to write, so, but I totally would have.
You could write a paper on Asian porn.
I could do that too. I'm pretty sure I could, like, actually, but like I said, I have no more anthropology papers left to write. I'm really excited for it, though, and I'm hoping that, and a lot of people might dislike me for this, but I wasn't a big fan of Dragon Age Inquisition, even though it won all the Game of the Year and blah, 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 and it's so good and whatever, but I didn't get very attached to it.
You can buy that game for $6.
Yeah, right now, $6 on the PSN store.
Well,
it's a good game, but...
It's a great game.
But it's not... It's just missing something for me.
It's not deep.
Maybe that's what it is.
The story is just not that engaging.
Yeah. But I'm hoping that Andromeda doesn't take the same route with being, oh, you can explore all these things and do all these new things, but lacking in the story and depth and characters and stuff like that.
Sometimes, like, before we were discussing this, I don't want to have my hand held, but I do want a purpose.
Yes, exactly. I want to have a reason to go through everything and to explore the world.
I need a drive.
Yes. Otherwise, it's going to be like Skyrim, where I just wander around and never actually do anything, because...
I don't want my path to be linear, but the same...
I want structure, but I don't want it.
I don't want my path to be linear, but I want my path to be linear.
I want my path to be one that I want to take.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to see some really graphic fucking though.
There. I don't know how graphic they'll allow it to be, but there's going to be some sexy times for sure.
Let's talk about sex, Kristen. Listen.
Okay.
Everyone loves some sweet sex.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Yes.
I like sweet sex. I like making love. But I also like to simulate very aggressive sex. And my wife likes that too.
Yeah. It all depends on your mood, how you're feeling that day, how much energy you and your partner have.
Yeah.
How... Like, it depends on a lot of things, but yes.
It's a collective decision.
Yes.
So all these decisions are made collectively, and they're all obviously they're spontaneous.
And consensually, yes.
Completely consensual. What I'm sick of is when I'm watching sex on TV, it's always sweet sex or rape.
That's true. There isn't much of the rough, but... With the understanding that it's for fun.
I've seen it once. We've discussed this before, but I'm going to bring it up because okay. It's amusing. Except for in Jessica Jones, when she has sex with Luke Cage, and it's the most awkward thing I've ever seen.
I feel awkward just thinking about it.
Okay.
Which reminds me, have you read Sunstone yet?
I did. I read the first trade.
Oh, okay, okay. You know, pre-orders for Volume 5 are up.
I want to try and get my best friend, who owns the comic shop, to read it, actually. I don't think he's read it.
Really?
Yeah, and he's read everything.
That surprises me.
My friend has the greatest taste in comics, but he also loves, like, Angelina, like, Queen of... Well, I don't remember what it's called, but, you know...
Oh, Angela, Queen of Hell?
Yeah, which isn't bad or anything like that, but he likes a lot of TNA.
What's TNA?
Tits and Ass.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of it because, as we all know, I love a big penis in my car.
That's true, you do. But, like I said, Sunstone, it's got some penis action on it, in it.
But I'm on about the medium of like, film. I don't see any... There's not enough rough sex.
Yeah, okay.
We need more rough sex.
More rough consensual sex.
We're both clear.
Oh, Mass Effect 2. With Jack, you can have rough sex. That's consensual.
I like how you keep throwing the word consensual. No one's implying rape other than you. Because you keep saying consensual.
Shut up and just go with it.
Fucking hell.
Anyway, the point of this whole story was read Sunstone, guys, because the first arc is ending now. I think volume 5 is the last volume.
No, that's not the point of
this. No, the point is that we're going to move on to the next game.
What
Dishonored
else?
2.
Oh, we're going there?
Yeah, I guess.
I never played the first one, so I'll let
you... I haven't
you...
played the first one either. But I'm really excited about being able to choose to play either as Emily or Corvo in Dishonored 2. So I'm going to... Actually, I already did. I pre-ordered Dishonored 2, and it's going to come with a free Dishonored 1, whatever the edition is that has all the DLC. So,
Does it come with an alloy figurine?
It does not. But then again, it's like less than half the price of the alloy figurine edition of Horizon.
You're gonna have to keep talking because I don't know anything about Dishonored.
That's all. I don't really know anything either, other than apparently the story is really good and it's fun to play and everyone should play it. Legend of Zelda.
Wait, we haven't even... That's Nintendo. I'll wrap it up with...
Okay, what else do you want to...
Injustice 2 is coming out. It looks
cool.
Oh,
I forgot about that, yeah.
But I'm going to... Days Gone, which is another zombie game.
Is that the one that looks like Last of Us?
It does. That's what piqued my interest. I was like, is this like a sequel to Last of Us? Because it looks like the exact same engine.
Yeah, pretty much. And it feels like it, like the tone of the game from the trailer anyway.
I want to know... If it's co-op. If it's not co-op, I don't give a shit.
They haven't said anything yet, though, have they?
No, it's just a guy running away.
Yeah.
Shooting a lot of zombies.
Yeah.
But the engine looked amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Congrats to Sony. I have no idea when any of these fucking games are coming out.
Yeah, me either. Star Wars games, there's like 10,000 that are coming out.
The raw feeling I got from the press conference, and we'll talk about Nintendo in a second, but specifically Sony and Microsoft, was this emphasis on VR, and it fucking irritated me. What did you think about it?
I don't care about VR, to be honest.
Do you think it's the future of gaming?
I think that...
It is, isn't it?
I think that it would be nice for some games, but I personally... I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But I think a lot of people seem to be really excited about it. So we don't really get much say, do we? The future is what the masses want.
If you can sit down and play VR with a controller in your hand, but all the visuals are, you know, VR, I think that's really good. Say you're with your partner and... they want to sleep and you want to stay up, play video games, put on the VR headset, and you're good to go. I'm assuming your TV doesn't need to be on, right? Does it?
I don't know. I've never tried it, so I don't know.
I could have tried it last year at Fan Expo, but I was in line.
Uh-huh.
But I was...
How long was the line? Too long?
About an hour and a half.
Oh, forget that.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, when you're at Fan Expo, people just... And your hotel's attached to the place. And you could just... I don't know. Like, Fan Expo... I like to be there for like 2 hours and then just go back to my hotel, chill out for an hour and a half, and go back.
Makes sense. Yeah. I would do that too.
I love...
You know, if I had a hotel that was attached to Fan Expo.
Kristen, at least for one day, I've got you sorted, all right?
Sounds good. I'm planning on going for the Saturday for sure. The Sunday, most likely. I might have class on the Friday, so I'm not 100% sure about that. I have to see still, but yeah. Saturday and Sunday for sure.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really looking forward to it, actually.
Yeah, me too.
Zelda, let's just talk about Nintendo. There's two games. Okay.
I don't even know what the other game is. What's the other one that's not Zelda?
Pokemon Go.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
I had this great chat with someone a few months ago about Pokemon Go. Do you understand what Pokemon Go is?
No idea what it is, okay. Other than it's Pokemon.
Okay, so it's Pokemon, but on your phone. Mm-hmm. And when you're out, it's an app. When you're out on your phone, you can catch Pokemon. It's like... So you open up the app, and it uses the camera... So it's, I can't remember the technology they use, but basically your camera will show the Pokemon. Like, you'll look at your phone and there'll be a Pokemon in your street. Say you're on the street, there'll be like a Pokemon literally like there, like in the grass or something. Or just
on the road.
Yeah. And you have to catch it.
Wow.
Yeah. It's actually really, it's really interesting. But I was saying to a friend, I was like, what if there's a Pokemon, but it's in a prison? So you
do you go to catch it, or
what are the ramifications, and can you be absolved if you just say, listen, I'm in this
there
museum.
Was a Pokemon.
I'm in this museum at night. I understand there's a very valuable painting, but I'm not here for the painting. I'm here for this rare fucking Pokemon, all right? Or the police be like, oh, Pokemon Go, it's like, fine.
I understand, that's fine.
So Pokemon Go, I'm getting it, obviously, for my daughter, who loves Pokemon.
Right, for your daughter.
Hopefully she doesn't get hit by a car trying to catch a Pokemon. Oh shit, that could actually happen. I wonder if they've considered that. I'm predicting a lawsuit next year.
I wouldn't be surprised, to be honest. Apparently Americans have a thing for suing people, so...
I can't believe that alligator drowned that boy in Florida.
What alligator?
Okay, you didn't hear about the Stanford rapist, and you're telling me that you haven't heard the story of the toddler that got snatched by an alligator in Florida?
No,
at
what?
Disney World.
When did this happen? At this? What? What? What is going on in the world?
Yeah, it went missing for 2 days. The dad, like, fought the alligator and he couldn't get his son. I think it was a boy, yeah. They found it 2 days later, like 15 yards where it was taken.
Uh-huh.
And it didn't eat it, thank God. He just drowned it. He just drowned it, but, you know, he drowned it. Yeah, it's really sad.
Wow.
Crazy, eh?
Yeah.
How do I segue back into E3 in a positive?
So because of the open world that we live in real life, we can now explore the open world of Zelda in Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild. I was going to say wind. Wild.
That was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. I try.
That was good.
Thank you.
What are your thoughts? Not on that. Not on the segue. On the game.
I think it looks really pretty, and I'm, for the first time, actually interested in playing a Zelda game.
Is that footage?
Is it real? Is it actually what we're going to get in-game?
Is that Wii U, or is that the new Nintendo console that's coming out in 2017?
That I have no idea.
I thought the game looked really pretty. If I had one complaint, and it's a terrible complaint, I feel like the world is too big, right?
And there you go again. Do you want structure, or do you want freedom?
No, but I don't want to be walking across vast open spaces of nothingness.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, me too. But we'll see.
But the game looks super pretty.
Yes, it does.
My wife goes, I said, oh, there's a new Zelda game. She loves Zelda. She went, oh, is he a grown-up or is he a boy? And I was,
he's
like, that's
midget.
It? Like, that's your question?
I'm pretty sure he's a midget, right?
Isn't he a hobbit?
Or something like that, yeah.
What's the difference between a hobbit and a midget?
Nothing. Oh, no, hobbits have hairier feet.
I was thinking the same thing. That's it.
Yep.
So if there's a midget with hairy feet, you refer to him as
that
a hobbit.
That is a hobbit.
Interesting. Does he have to be from the Shire to be a hobbit, or can he live, you know, just somewhere in London and he's still a hobbit?
Yes, somewhere in London.
Okay. I wanted to talk about Prey, but
okay,
also realized that I don't really care about it, so it's just getting a mention. Prey 2. Cool.
Isn't it just called Prey?
It's just called Prey, but it's... I'm assuming it's the sequel to Prey on the 360. Pretty sure it is. Which had the best opening to any game I've ever played, by the way.
Did it? I haven't played it or seen it or anything like that.
The opening, like 10 minutes, is amazing. It's frightening. Then after that, it's just very mediocre. But yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
There's probably a few people thinking, why don't you talk about Gears of War 4 or Battlefield? Well,
I don't care about it.
I don't care about
it. I've never played any of them.
Oh, Sea of Thieves looked cool though.
But it's a multiplayer, right? Online multiplayer.
Oh, is it an MMO?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, well, that can go fuck it. That can go fuck it.
Yeah, see, I was interested in it until I saw the gameplay and what they were doing. I was like, that's not really my thing.
No, if it was just like a game where you just kind of jump on and like with your friend or your sister.
Yeah.
And you like pirates and then...
Right.
Kind of just do a mission and... Or like a... Yeah, that'd be cool, but this is...
That I would play, yeah. But this, not... For me, personally, I don't... Not big on multiplayer online games.
No, I'm not either.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems a bit weird to masturbate whilst playing a video game, you know?
What? What does that have to do with anything?
Well, an MMO takes up so much of your life that you don't really have time to do anything else other than...
That's true.
...to multitask whilst playing the game, so...
That's true.
I'm assuming there's a lot of people, like, sailing their ship whilst... There's too many. So, yeah, I can't be bothered to play MMOs.
Yeah. If I don't have time to play games that have a defined beginning and end to them... How am I supposed to play a game that you go and you keep going indefinitely?
Yeah, I just don't... What's the driving force behind it? What's the motivation? What's my motivation?
That's true. There wouldn't be anything...
To get loot.
Just like...
Who cares about loot?
Yeah.
Kristen.
Yes.
I'm never going to sleep.
Why are you never going to sleep?
I realize that no one has any idea what time we're doing this podcast. That it's currently 10 past 12 at night.
Yes, because our time zones are the same. For once, I have an internet friend whose time zone is the same as me. Actually, no, it's not the first time. I've had a few, but still. There was this one remind me to tell you the story about the crazy lady who lives in Quebec.
Oh, this sounds... You can't share it. If it's dangerous, then let's not share it.
Yeah, let's just be safe.
If there's a possibility she's listening, then
let's be safe.
I've been stalked by a guy before.
Yeah.
Mm.
By a guy.
Yeah, he was a big black man called Bird. True story.
Is this for real?
Yeah, true story. Yeah.
Mm. And.
I met him on Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
We got along really well, but he was American. He became super obsessed with me. And I'd be in the middle of playing with other friends.
Was this in a romantic way or was it in a...
It's hard to say. I would say no.
Okay.
Which is scarier, in my opinion.
Uh-huh.
Because you can almost understand someone falling in love with you in a romantic...
Yeah, but when they're obsessed with you and you can't figure out why...
Yeah, it's really scary. So,
yep.
He started stalking me. And I would remove him. I removed him. I had enough and I removed him. And then he would create false accounts, fake accounts.
Oh, jeez.
And send me messages. Now, this was back when you had to pay to have your gamertag changed.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I'm not paying. And then eventually I was like, fuck this. So the only way I could get rid of him was to... I had to remove pretty much all of my friends. Because he could find me.
Through your friends?
Through my friends list. Yeah, it was really scary.
Ew.
Yeah. I hope he's dead.
For your safety's sake.
If someone's... Don't stalk me. Right? Just don't fucking stalk me.
Don't try.
Don't try and stalk me. Send me a picture of your penis. But that's it. All right, everyone. I'm going to have to bounce.
Yeah, I have work tomorrow.
Because I want to find out what's going on in Kristen's personal life.
Oh, I guess I'm not sleeping. Never mind.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.